Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio-produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. If you want to go give us some money, go to our patreon.com/reallifesci-fi and get access to two bonus episodes a week. If you can't afford that but want to support us anyway, go to Apple Podcasts, leave us a five-star review. We'll read it on the air. And like us on whatever you're listening to. There's algorithms and shit out there that I don't understand, and somehow it all helps, unless you rate us negatively, so don't do that.
Check us out on Spotify. Did you say that there was a new Patreon?
Yeah, I was just getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you so much. Our producer this episode is Samuel B. He's a Patreon. He's an $8 per month pledge. He's upping it from $5. So that's how good it is, man. He didn't have to do that. He's like, I'll just give him $3 more a month. So thank you so much. Willie, what are you drinking to honor Samuel B?
Appreciate it. I'm drinking a Blue Moon Belgian White Ale. Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you. The choice of college girls around the nation.
Well, I feel like a lot of my sleep apnea came from being allergic to, I think I'm allergic to IPAs, and I feel like my throat was closing up a little bit. I could be wrong about this, but you know how I did the sleep apnea study?
Uh-huh.
That night I didn't have sleep apnea, and ever since then I've only had it like twice, and I stopped IPAs, and I feel like this, it's almost like a one-to-one because I've had it for years.
I've always been anti-IPA. I don't like IPAs. They're too hoppy. Get rid of them.
What are you drinking, Wade?
Oh, I'm just drinking my normal tequila Casadores with I've got a lime LaCroix here that I'm mixing it with.
Nice. I like Casadores.
So thank you so much. Again, if you want to go contribute, it's patreon.com/reallifesci-fi.
And also, quick side note, I might just make this commercial later. Wait, we can do it later, too, if you want to be in on it. But we're going to have a fan art competition for T-shirts, whatever. I'll get the details out there later. But
yeah, cool. So draw up your real life sci-fi ideas, and then we'll sell them on our TeePublic store.
Yeah, but you'll make money off of your shirts, too.
Well, don't promise them that, because we've never made any money off of our shirts. So
if they sell,
they'll get a percentage of the 0%. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our guest, our good friend and relative, Blue Grimes. I almost called you Kim because you've got Kim Grimes, my sister, as your display name. And I get real nervous.
Sorry about that. I'll change it.
Please change it, because I might forget your name and I need to use it.
I will.
Your name. What's up, dude?
Blue, you were just here. What was that? Two years ago? 3 years ago? 2020 doesn't count.
Yeah, the last time you were here was when you guys were out here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2019. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Wow, was that long?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I'd love to get out there again. I miss that. I miss you guys.
Yeah, come on out. We were just talking about Disneyland and how old you should take your children. And mm-hmm. So you took your daughter, and she was what, 4?
She was 5.
5?
No, she was 4. She was, no, she
this
was
is
5.
Stuff, so you 5. Should know. Okay. All right.
Yeah, she was 5.
So you do you quiz her every year? Do you remember the big trip that we took?
Yeah, but it's weird. Like she remembers really random weird stuff, and she forgets big stuff.
Does she remember me, or are you showing her a photo of me every day and like playing some audio of me like joking around and stuff?
Yeah, we don't. I don't think we have the audio anymore, but we have. We make sure that we show her pictures of you every day.
Oh, good. Just solidify me as a person in her life.
That's
since I'm too lazy to come visit.
That's what I'm going to market. It's a remember me, I'm your relative card, and it's just your voice. It's just your voice over like a picture.
Yeah,
it can be like a bad joke. Pull my finger.
But it's
not your scratching my nose.
It's not going to be your picture, though. It's just a random picture.
Oh, no.
What was the who did the sketch? I've got your nose. And then their nose was missing. Do you remember that sketch?
I don't remember that.
That's pretty good.
Anyway,
that's awesome. Hey, you guys talked about the, you know, the podcast and what platforms you got it on. I had to share with you that when I have Alexa, that's what it is, right? Alexa,
Amazon's Alexa, yeah.
I have that in the truck, and I hit the Alexa button and I said, listen to Real Life Sci-Fi Podcast, and it took me about a dozen times, but it came on.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
What did it do when it didn't happen? What was it doing?
It was just a bunch of weird random stuff. Like, I don't know.
Like songs or podcasts?
Both. It would just start some random thing. And so I had to redo it.
I think it helps if you say with Wade and Willie, because it gets.
Yes, it does. It does. That's what I had to do. When I finally got it on, I think what I did is I did it on my phone and I put it through the Bluetooth or something. And then when it said the title, the full title. And so I retried it and I did have to say that with Wade and Willie, but
did you end up yelling at it?
Yeah, I do.
And did I tell you guys, I turned my voice on my phone to a man because I felt so bad at constantly yelling at a woman for getting all of my commands wrong.
Yeah.
But then I realized that I turned on the Bryant Gumbel voice, so now I'm just yelling at a black man.
Oh, gosh. I recorded the audio of me one time because I was in a car that had the voice commands, and I was like, what radio station is the NFL game on? Current, like I was trying to find the Los Angeles AM station to play the football game so I could listen to it. And, you know, that's not how Google works. That's not how Siri works, whatever the fuck. And I just was getting so mad. I'm like trying to specify. It's Thursday. What the fuck channel is the NFL game of the Packers versus the Bears on in Los Angeles? AM radio. Like, it just couldn't get it. I was driving.
You can't cuss because that immediate, then it just searches for the cuss word. And like, you're not going to get any results that way.
No, like, yeah. Tell you to calm down or something.
I know. Please calm down. You are hurting my feelings.
Well, I mean, it took 20 tries for me to curse, and it didn't get the earlier 20. It was like, you can't search what it's currently playing on, because like that'll never be the top of the search. It's like, hey, NFL.com. Hey, radiostation.com.
No. Mine does a thing where if I'm using my Bluetooth and I say, text Willie, I'm here. It'll either do it or it'll go, okay, text Willie, what's the message? But then it starts recording as it says, what's the message? So the text I send always says, what's the message as the first thing. Fucking annoying, man.
What does this mean? What's the message?
What's the message? I'm here. What are you trying to say to me?
I don't know.
Is this a riddle?
I don't know.
I had to say before you start too, you were talking about, the sleep apnea, Willie, and IPAs. Don't IPAs get you completely hammered, dude? So you were probably just shit faced, and that's why you had apnea, because you're so wasted, right? I mean, I don't know. If I can have like a couple IPAs and I'm super buzzed versus, you know, a light beer.
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Oh, it is. I think it is. I think you were just hammered.
But then, I've been hammered for like a month straight, and I haven't had I wasn't going to drink last night because I'm like, man, that's too many nights in a row. And then I found out it was St. Patrick's Day. And I'm like, so then I ended up having a bunch of shots.
I actually didn't do anything for St. Patrick's Day. I haven't drank. This is my first day drinking since like Saturday, I think. Did you do anything for St. Patty's Day?
No. And no one did anything. I wore green to work, and then Kim and Bree, my wife and daughter, came for lunch, and they both wore green, and no one else in our entire company wore green.
So you had fun. You just You pinched everybody and got a bunch of sexual assault.
there was only four other people there, but none of them wore green. So
isn't that great? A sexual assault case from St. Patrick's Day. Like, what? Yeah.
Is that even still a thing? Do they still tell kids, like, you got to pinch someone who's not wearing green?
Yeah, absolutely.
Irish people do.
Yeah, we did. We did for sure.
But never stop pinching.
Okay. Well, Blue, you were on 2 years ago. I know that you're more of a Wade than a Willie. Do you want to take the WoW scale again, or should we skip it?
I think we should take it because this will be the third time, and I want to see where I come in.
Okay. For those of you listening, the WoW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz, and it's graded on a spectrum. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. WoW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, I believe in aliens. And no, I don't think they visited the Earth.
I've been asking people this recently as a follow-up. What is your idea of an alien? If you could create one that existed, what would you say it looked like?
We had the conversation before, and Willie did a really good job of reining me in because I was all over the place. But I think what it boiled down to was, a non-humanoid life form, right? So like a microorganism or a plant. I would consider that an alien, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Anything that's extraterrestrial, right?
Yep.
Is your memory that good, or did you listen to the episode again?
No, we talked about it. So, meaning, yes, my memory is that good.
Man, I don't remember. I don't remember stuff.
Well, Willie, we do this every week. You can't parse who said what all the time. Good.
Thank you.
Good point.
Okay, question number 2. Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
You're from Colorado.
Yes.
Loveland all your life?
Yeah.
Your parents are a little religious, yeah?
Yeah, they're religious. My mom has a ghost story.
Tell it.
So when her grandmother had a heart attack and passed away, and that same night, supposedly when this was happening, my mom woke up in her bedroom and saw her grandmother and she like
with went, knives
with knives and clown teeth and hair and she said that her grandma, like her grandmother, like I think she waved to her or something like that, but she didn't say anything, she didn't speak.
Did she know she was dead, or did she find that out the next day?
No, so that's the thing. So she found out the next day,
right? And then crazy
My dad's mom, so my grandma on my dad's side, had a dream that my dad's best friend's mom died or something like that. And then my dad said the next day, he said, "Hey, you'll never guess who passed away." And she said, "Oh, Carrie's mom or dad or whoever it was." And it was freaky, I guess, whatever. But
any shit. You're reminding me. You're reminding me that I had a dream a couple months ago that my best friend from high school died and I never reached out. So he could be dead.
Right? I hope not.
Well, I don't have anyone in connection. He could have died and I would have no idea.
It's a fact. I can tell you though, my mom.
Let me text him. I'll text him right now.
Yeah, I hope he gets back to you. My mom has called me as recently as probably 3 months ago and it early in the morning and has told me to be really careful because she had a bad dream about me.
Oh, snap.
She says, I had a terrible dream that something awful happened to you. So just be really careful today.
That's cool. And then, but then did that alter your day? Were you like super careful or were you just like speeding and like cutting people off?
Yeah.
You know,
it was pretty status quo. I didn't, I didn't change my behavior. You're fine. I honestly think I kind of forgot about it.
You know what's really funny to me about that? Like, I feel like if somebody could connect to that with someone, you know, like, oh, they had a bad day. In today's day and age, what if it was something digital, but like it affected them with the same emotion? So it's like, you know, like
I'm having a bad day. This guy canceled his order.
Yeah. Something really small, but it's like it affected you so much because technology is
my
so-
tweet didn't get any likes. Nobody likes me.
I like the psychic talking about digital stuff. Hey, well, be careful what you post today because I felt something digital.
That's funny. No, I never thought about it.
You could get some huge backlash about some weird fringe opinion that you have today. So just stay off the socials.
Spell check your Alexa. Don't just talk and then hit send.
The grammar Nazis are going to be all over you.
I feel like next time this happens, I'm just going to go back to bed.
Okay, question three. Do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
Do you believe in Chupacabra or Loch Ness?
Chupacabra is such a funny thing. No.
Do you believe in Slender Man, something that has existed less than we have?
Slenderman? Is that like a skinwalker? What's Slenderman?
Slenderman is an internet meme. It's stupid.
No.
But people believe it because the internet created it.
Do you believe in Lawnmower Man?
Listen, I'm a huge Stephen King guy, just as much as the next guy, but I don't believe in it.
Do you believe in Demolition Man?
Yes, dude. Wesley Snipes and tax evasion.
Okay, question four. Do you believe in psychics?
Oh, man. No, I don't.
Okay. Well, this is crazy. I don't know if I've ever talked to you about this. Kim, my sister, your wife, went to a psychic, I think while she was pregnant, right?
Yeah, she's done it twice.
And the psychic said, I think, did you know it was a daughter at the time? I don't know exactly how this times out.
No.
Oh, so the psychic said, you're going to have a daughter and she doesn't want a normal name. So give her a weird fucked up name.
Yeah, that's the gist.
And so you guys gave her a weird fucked up name.
Yeah.
And has she, what's the consensus? Does she like her name?
Yeah, she does. But Kim would elaborate, right? So she's, cause I heard her tell someone the story the other day and she said, she told me that I would have a girl and that, I forgot about the name part. She didn't mention that, but that is true. And then the part that she did mention to whoever she was talking to was that, she could like, the psychic could like visualize her standing in the kitchen, stomping her feet, saying, mommy, 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 like yelling at her. And Bree like constantly does that. And then she also said, you're going to have a sweet boy, a girl, and you're going to have a sweet boy too. You're going to have two kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't believe in psychics.
I don't.
So you named your daughter based on the whim of a stranger.
Yeah.
Okay. Cordelia is the weird part. Cordelia is the middle. I don't want to dox your child, but Cordelia is her middle name.
Yeah, but you know where that's from. Maybe you don't.
I don't. If I did, I forgot.
That's my mom's middle name. And it's Bree's
it's
middle
not, name. You were wearing corduroy point pants and then... Yeah.
And try to say it fancy.
What's the dealio with the corduroy?
Okay, last question. Wait, so you said no on psychics, right? Yeah, you did. Okay, last question. Superstition. Are you superstitious?
Yeah, I'm very superstitious.
So am I. So let's see. That puts you at, like, you're a straight up zero. Congratulations. Welcome to the Zero Club.
No, the first time I was closer, I was like a one or a two. The second time I feel like I was a lot further towards Willie. I was like a three maybe or a four.
Really?
Yeah, but I think it's because of the conversations that we had when you were doing the WoW scale.
Okay. We extrapolated a variant of the score.
Yeah, you really pulled it out.
Well, let's pull out the topic. Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Yuren, the Chinese Wild Man, the Chinese Yeti, China's Bigfoot. Did you know China had a Bigfoot? Let's find out about it tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
So the joke I have to get out of the way is it's just Kurt Rambis was doing like an exhibition game in China and he went over there and they all thought he was some kind of weird Bigfoot. What were you saying? Urine? What is that?
Y-E-R-E-N. That's what they say. That's how they say.
That's the name of the Bigfoot?
The Chinese wild man is Yuren. Yeah, Yuren.
Chinese wild man. Okay.
Yuren, get down.
Yuren.
Stop climbing on the shelves, Yuren.
Yuren. That's enough.
You're a wild man, Yuren. You're going to get us kicked out of here.
You know, I like the sound of that.
You're in trouble now, you wild man.
Oh, that's a good one. You're in trouble. Yeah, all the urine jokes. You're in deep shit.
Yeah. What was that old... this is such a fucking dumb tangent. Remember those dumb jokes where it was like Johnny, the bad kid in class?
Yeah. Little Johnny.
Little Johnny. I can't remember how the joke went, but he answered European and she's like, that's right. And he goes, no, you're a peeing on my leg or something like that. Cause the kid behind him was peeing or Johnny was, I don't remember. I don't even know why I brought it up. I was just thinking of little Johnny talking about the, Chinese wild man and like making up some kind of.
Do you guys know who Mr. Bungle is?
The band?
I know. No. The band.
Uh-uh.
So they used to tell stories in school to teach kids. And a Mr. Bungle is somebody who doesn't fit in. That's like picture the announcer voice. They used to show videos, you know, like Timmy waits his turn for water, but Mr. Bungle cuts right in. So like it's an old little Johnny thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Mr. Bungle.
So funny to me, Mr. Bungle, calling a little kid Mr. Bungle. Mr. Bungle, buy his shoes. Are you a Mr. Bungle?
That's great.
I feel like I would be Mr. Bungle if you had to start calling me Mr. all the time, teacher.
But I laugh because picture the misconnection that actually worked out better for him. Because picture like your dad and you're like, hey, Dad, you want to listen to Mr. Bungle? Well, no, because he doesn't tie his shoes. That's not the guy that I want to listen to.
It's crying. No.
I was watching Angel the other day, and the bartender was Angel was looking for some girl, and he was like, oh, yeah, I saw her earlier talking to a screech. Hmm.
Well, okay,
I know that he just passed away, but it's just funny that like in the show they were so cool and everybody was just such a hot model in the show that they just like called
that's a Joss Whedon show, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So it's like it's almost like Juno, where it's like just bad. Like nobody. It's a 40-year-old writing what teens would say. Yeah.
Oh, I was laughing so hard. Oh, she was hanging out with some screech. Anyway, sorry.
All right. Well, yeah, tell us about this Chinese wild man.
So, you know, America's not that old. So we, our Bigfoot stories aren't that old. And the funny thing about America is we haven't adopted the Native American stories of giants or Bigfoots as real in any way. You know, everything they believed is hogwash. It's all myths. It's all.
Yeah.
Sun
yeah. But Jesus is real.
But we can teach them Jesus. But China's weird because China is such an old country and they have 2,000 years of stories of the wild man. I don't want to use the word Bigfoot, but yeah. So
is he the same as Bigfoot? Like, can you describe him?
Well, hold on. There's a couple different descriptions. One of them particularly is you guys have seen Big Trouble in Little China, right?
Yeah, you know that we have. We love that movie.
That creature is a lot of people's descriptions of the Chinese Bigfoot. That's what that was.
Wait, which one? There's a lot of creatures.
The big goofy one that has the red hair. It looks like a monkey mixed with a man with red hair, big ears.
He's in the sewer scene.
Yeah, and he like captures.
Yeah, it's the most terrifying part. Isn't there a part where his arm just like takes a girl away or something?
Yeah. Uh huh. She's like,
I love that.
She looks back and yeah, that movie's so good. But that is a lot of people's description of the Chinese wild man. So it was cool to find out that that's what that was. I just thought it was a creature. I didn't know that.
Because that whole thing is like Chinese symbolism, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, when you shared the topic with me, I Google imaged it and that's what came up, right? Is the guy from the movie. And I was super excited about it because it made me feel like, wow, these guys really get it. They were onto something. And it also made me mad because it's like, was I supposed to know what that was?
Like, I think we were supposed to know.
No, I think it's like an Easter egg kind of thing. Like, it's like, if you know you're cool and if not, like, don't worry, it's just a monster.
Well, it makes me think about like picture someone from, I'm A, trying to be careful, but B, trying to think of like, let's just say Austria. Let's say you're from Austria. Like, picture hearing stories of the mummy. Like, what the fuck is this? Mummies walking around with bandages? Or zombies.
Well, that was everybody, right? We didn't have pyramids in America, and we understood mummies.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of some fucking lame. Oh, like picture Mothman. I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to think of things that didn't. Because yeah, I guess that all came from Curse of the Mummy. I was just trying to think of all the. What do they call that group of characters, creatures? Is it the universal creatures where there's Frankenstein, mummy, dragon?
Yeah, it's the universal monsters, I think, or something like that.
And they call it that because they all came from that production company, right? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. And they were trying to revive it, but all their movies are bombing. Like the mummy that Tom Cruise did was supposed to be the new Universal Monsters like world, and they were going to bring them all back. And Ryan Ridley wrote one, but I don't know if they're still making those or not.
Didn't the mummy just bomb?
It bombed pretty hard, but I think like part of it was, did you see when they released the trailer? And it was like, they forgot to put in a bunch of sound effects. So it was just Tom Cruise on a plane going down, going, ah, and like silence, and then like, whoa, and like silence. It was hilarious. It was fucking great. And so people saw that and they're like, fuck this movie.
You think that somebody got fired or that person was like related to someone and that's how they fucked up? Because they like,
I don't know if you, I don't, could you track down like whose job that was? Like, who turned who turned off that fucking audio track? Like, what's going on? Like, I'll bet you there was like a witch hunt for someone got fired for sure, but they were probably like, we don't know who actually did it.
Yeah. Somebody higher up blamed the person responsible blamed one of their underlings, 100%.
I mean, I would. Fuck that guy. I'll get you on the next one. Don't worry. I'll put you on the next movie. It's fine. Take the hit, kid.
They have hundreds of years of story, thousands of years, sure, but hundreds of years of more recent stuff, you know. And the most recent big story they had was in 1976. There were these four businessmen. They were driving out. I didn't write down where from, but
we wouldn't know anyway. It's in China, right?
Yeah. And they saw an animal on the road, and they pulled their car up to it. The guy telling the story was there, and he was like, yeah, we were about a meter away from it, so we were really close to it. And it wouldn't move. They got out of the car, and somebody...
Meter's about 4 feet, right, for the Americans?
Yeah, probably 3 to 6 feet. I bet you
meter stick? What are the meters?
Well, no, I'm saying
3 to 6 is like, that's a huge...
It's either 1 to 2 feet.
Well, I'm like, if you're
4 to 8 feet.
If you're sitting in the car and you're like, oh, we were about a meter away from him, I'm like, I could see the 6 feet being a meter to somebody.
Okay, I get it. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. So the guy was like, you know, we're about a meter away. We could see it. We got out of the car. We started throwing rocks at it to try to get it to move out of the road.
It was just hard to get the rocks. Who does that? That's fucking crazy.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? and the thing turned around, and it was a fucking giant red-haired beast that stood up like a man and then got down on all fours and took off
like a werewolf or something.
Yeah, like, well, all fours like a monkey.
Like a gorilla.
Yeah. That story made their country like investigate it. So in China, they take it 100% more serious than they do here. They have...
It's like not a myth. They're like fully into it.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think they're spending a lot of time and resources on it, but anytime...
Do you think they have like a whole police department just for... Like one unit of the police department is just for the urine sightings?
I feel like there's probably an X-Files version where it's like there's a people on it, but it's not that big of a department. But because like there was one guy who, you know, was really gross that I saw was that it's just a different country. You know, they had this room filled with monkeys that were all dead, you know, just the bones and stuff. And they didn't like embalm them or so these guys that are out here trying to research this stuff, they walk in. This whole building just stinks because it's just got rotting monkey carcasses in it.
See, this is, God damn it. You shouldn't have said that because this is now we're onto China virus.
Well, but yeah.
I don't know. I didn't make the leap, but I can.
Well, I just imagine walking into a room of decomposing monkeys and there's no way that I don't think that I'm getting a disease based on that.
I know, man.
Well, now's a good... This is actually a good time to take a break.
Word.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break. We'll get our thoughts together about this. You know, and the redhead thing, that's a very discriminatory description. Like the Asians must hate gingers, right? They just like, because they don't... That's like not a thing that exists there. So they're like, anything with red hair is fucking crazy.
Urine.
It's a urine. That's why it's Kurt Rambis, dude. All right. We'll be right back talking to our good friend Blue Grimes about the Chinese wild man. I go to China. Wait, are you doing the blues?
I totally was. The room of dead monkeys.
Oh. All right, guys, it's contest time. As you know, Real Life Sci-Fi has a Tee Public store where you can buy a couple of our shirt designs. Now it's time for you to make a design. You can go to teepublic.com, create a designer account. If you upload a design about either Real Life Sci-Fi topic that you liked or something paranormal, with that as a theme, and then tag your shirt, RLSF 2021, we will announce winners on 420. On 420, we'll announce some winners, and you might get featured in our store. You might win a free t-shirt. But upload your designs, and you can make money selling the shirts. And, let's see if we can get any fans to make some real-life sci-fi fan t-shirts. Go to teepublic.com, create a designer account, hashtag RLSF2021. Let's see what you got. Email us at Wade and Willie if you got any questions. We'll help you out. Peace. Do they still say peace like that? Peace out.
About the Chinese wild man. You're in trouble with this guy, with our friend Blue Grimes, straight via satellite from Colorado.
Yay.
You got some Yetis there in Colorado? Any snow monsters?
Yeah, they're up here. So I've heard they are. We went and hunted for a Bigfoot one time at a national park, in Rocky Mountain National Park. Did you ever watch any of those Bigfoot hunting shows?
Yeah.
They call them clackers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's a 2x4, like two pieces of 2x4, probably about 2 feet long each. And then they drill a hole through the end and tie them together with a piece of rope. And then you carry them around in the woods and clap them together really loud. And that's supposed to get Bigfoot's attention.
Well, supposedly the Bigfoots clack big rocks together. That's how they communicate. Like they'll have somebody on lookout. And then they start clacking whenever somebody's near so that the tribe like knows to hide.
Yeah, I didn't know that. We just wanted to use like power tools and the wood burner because we wood burned little pictures into them and stuff.
You personalized your clackers?
Yeah, we did.
Now, 2x4 is a standard measurement. What would the metric be?
Probably 3 to 6 feet.
Anywhere between 4 and 8 feet, which is also the
well, it's funny because when you say when you say 2x4 today, it's not 2 inches by 4 inches.
It's not. No,
it's one.
What is it?
It's 1 3/4, or is it 5/8? Is it 3/4?
I don't know.
Gosh,
but
it's been so long. But it's
why? Is it like McDonald's? The quarter pounder is not really a quarter pounder.
Well, they changed.
They're just cutting costs.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. They give you less wood.
But I'm the one paying for it.
Olden days, 2x4 was 2 inches by 4 inches. Now they're not.
All my house building things are going to be fucked up by quarters of inches.
This is why everybody sucks at building stuff, because it's not a 2x4. And when you are measuring, you have to add fractions if you're doubling wood, and it's fucking annoying.
All right. Well, this sounds like a topic for another episode. Yeah. The conspiracy of shaving quarters of inches off of 2x4s.
Yeah.
We could just sell real 2x4s and become millionaires.
Let's do it, man. These are real. We'll call them real 2x4s.
Well, this is the man's 2x4.
Hey. Are you sick of your pussy 2x4s fucking up your measurements?
So this whole topic basically came up. The reason why I found out about it is because I kept hearing.
Wait, real quick. I'm sorry. Real quick. We owe it to, what was his name? Sammy B? What was his fucking name?
Yeah.
Was it Sammy B?
Samuel.
Blue, you have to tell us what you're drinking.
I'm drinking Wyoming whiskey.
So you're a traitor to the state of Colorado.
Yes. Just when it comes to whiskey. Well, I drink bourbon, and it's a bourbon out of Wyoming.
Hey, were you
our nemesis? A lot of people don't know that Colorado and Wyoming people hate each other.
Yeah, there's a border war every year.
Border War, Battle for the Boot.
Mm-hmm.
At one of the Border Wars, I don't think you were with us, but we went to a game and we were dressed up. I used to wear an afro and like a cape, and we go to Wyoming and we're yelling. They were a really good team this year, basketball. And we're yelling enough to where, and we ended up winning the game. And at the end of the game, like, their crowd was so pissed off at us. So on our way out, they were attacking us. Like, there was a little girl who, like, stepped on my cape and made me, like, fall backwards. There was an old lady who tried to spit on Doug. And,
so you got beat up by like the minority Avengers, just like children and old people.
Yeah, dude. And then on the way out, these guys were fucking with us, and then they let us alone, but we knew they were still following us. And then so Wagner was like, "Oh, what? Watch out!" And so I grabbed onto my wig because I just felt like, because I heard somebody running, and he tried to grab my wig and try to take off with it, but I was holding onto it. So, like, we almost got into a fight with these guys, and they were, like, I think we outnumbered them at the time, but, you know, the crowd would have jumped in. And at the very end, they're like, "We'll see you at the gay bars." And this was right after Matthew Shepard happened. So, I mean, I'm just saying, it was Wyoming. They don't have an official sports team. It was
okay, but to be unbiased, in our parade, we made fun of Matthew Shepard. Not what? We, but like some frat. You don't remember that? It was a huge deal. Like some shithead frat in some fucking dumb parade had like a depiction of Matthew Shepard, like, and it said like "take it up the ass" or something like that.
Oh,
it was a huge scandal,
dude. That's terrible.
Yeah, no. So like, we're no better.
I must have blocked it out. Yeah. It was all
damn it.
So this all came about. This topic, if you go look up the Chinese hybrid, there was a girl who said that she was kidnapped by the Chinese wild man, and it raped her. It might have raped her multiple times. She like escaped from him, went back to
her village. Last was 1970s, so this is more recent.
This is the 70s also.
Okay.
And but she lived in a small village, so the story didn't get out. Like, some, there's video of this guy walking around, but that's it. I mean, like it's like 2 minutes, because it was film, and you know, they didn't have much film, and there's not a documentary about it. People were just like, "Oh, what?"
Wait, so that she gave birth to a,
so 9 months later she gave birth. She claimed she was raped by a Bigfoot. And then she gave birth to something 9 months later. This thing ended up, this guy, I don't mean to say thing, this guy lived to be 33 years old. He never could speak the language. He is fucking tall as shit. He has a really small head, like small brain. He's got really long arms. Look up Chinese hybrid. Because you won't find it with anything else.
Well, yeah, I guarantee I'll find a bunch of cars.
So you have to maybe Chinese hybrid Bigfoot.
I've got human monkey hybrid. No, that's not it.
Google, Google, Google.
Thank you for listening. But currently, we're Googling.
Urine.
Urine. Y-U-R-E-N. Is that what it is?
Y-E-R-E-N.
Oh, I've seen this guy. This is, yeah.
So he has a small brain, giant body, really long arms. Yeah, he could never speak the language.
Why do you keep saying the language? Could he speak?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he never talked. That's what I should say.
So he's mute.
Well, he could make noises, but he
just grunts or whatever.
Yeah. So this guy lived to be 33. And so she lived in such a small village that, like, if you look at the footage, it's like it looks like a farm, a small farm.
I mean, it's the way I picture, like, all of China.
And, there's no way to tell from our end the facts of the story that she claimed that before she had the baby. That's the story, you know, but, like, all we have is that video and the people that produced the video. So,
I mean, how are they in China? I don't know enough about Chinese culture. Like, are they cool with, like, extramarital births and or is it like the Middle East where if you get raped, you're just kind of like on your own?
I have no idea.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, it is.
Because she could have just been covering for, like, oh, I'm not married and I fucked that ugly dude.
What?
Did he have red hair?
So that's the thing. He doesn't have red hair. I almost brought that up, but I think red is recessive, right? So
Gips?
It makes sense that he wouldn't have red hair.
I will say this. This is a funny parallel. When there were two people in the 80s from Britain that went to go investigate this. There's a great documentary out there on YouTube. I think it's called Searching for the Chinese Wild Man. I forget what it's called, but it's great watching British documentaries, because, like,
I feel like British documentaries hit hard, man. Like, they don't fuck around.
Yeah, it was cool. And it's old, but the guy, everybody bathes in the river, so the guy took his clothes off and was bathing in the river, and a lot of people in these remote villages hadn't seen a white man before. So, and he was a hairy guy, had hair on his chest and stuff. And so they were pointing at him and saying, you're in, or yet in. So they thought he was the Chinese wild man. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, he looks different. He's got extra hair, tall. But it was in their culture enough for people to recognize, yeah, Bigfoot.
You can actually, there's, like, pictures of his dick. He's got a decent hog.
Are you serious? There is.
if you meticulously scroll through this documentary, like me, and look for pictures of his dick, yeah, you can
see. He's like, does this say? I couldn't find out how tall he was. He looks like he's about 7 feet tall.
7 feet is what the okay. Description says.
Hold on, that's not what I'm getting when I do Chinese hybrid penis.
Oh, I do not want to see what you're seeing. No, there's a YouTube Chinese urine Bigfoot human hybrid video, and there's footage of him just, like, naked eating some stuff.
Is there a hand in the camera pointing at his wiener?
This is why they're so afraid of him.
here's there's not much to it. It's just, you know, it's just kind of that. One idea is,
I mean, that is interesting though, because, like, where did this kid come from? You know what I mean? Like, she's in this village. Like, what is this?
There is and it might've been the 80s, but I think it was the 70s. So there is this other primate. So, also in this documentary, they analyze the hairs, because there's some guy that has a Chinese wild man research just in the middle of fucking nowhere. And he has hundreds, if not thousands, of hairs. And he's got a lot of, you know, evidence, whatever. And, so they took a hair and they had somebody analyze it. And the people that analyzed it said, this hair came from an unknown primate, one that is not. So, you know, they're scientists. It was just interesting to that this particular scientist had this conclusion that, like, I don't know what this is, but it's an unknown primate. And so.
And this is a different guy.
Yeah, yeah. So there is an unknown primate. There's this thing.
I shared a screenshot of.
Yeah, I saw it. It looked a little blurry, but.
I think that's his dick.
Yeah, I think so too.
For a flaccid dick, that's a pretty big dick. But he's 7 feet tall. I've never seen a 7 foot tall man's dick. So I don't know, like, what a. It's probably normal. I don't know.
Wait, it's asking me. My computer's asking me to save the screenshot.
Yeah, yeah. Save it. Save it. You'll be fine. You're on your wife's computer, right?
How do you set wallpaper? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Wallpaper.
Man, so check this out. There is this this creature called Gigantopithecus, and it is an extinct genus of ape, right? And it is, you know, it was once argued to be a hominin, a member of the human line, but is now thought to be closely allied with orangutans. At any rate, there's some ape species that is between humans and orangutans.
Okay.
And they found a cave filled with a whole bunch of them. And this cave is like a cave system. This whole area where they claim, where they say that this Chinese wild man lives, the mountains go straight up. And so it's fucking like you can't even like walk in it. The guy explained that like you could walk by somebody a couple feet away from you and not see them because the jungle was so thick.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy to me. And I want to bring this up. My grandpa has a story when he was in World War II. They were invading the Philippines and their troop got there too early and the Japanese landed too. So they all had to hide in the jungle. And this Japanese troop walked through where they were hiding. And my grandpa had the radio, so he had the big antenna. And they found the antenna. And they tried to pull it. And it was attached to him, and it didn't come out. So the guy took his gun with the bayonet, shoved it into the ground. He said it went around him in four spots. Just missed him every time. They broke the antenna and moved on. And I'm like, what? This guy found the antenna on your backpack and didn't find you?
Mm-hmm.
I can't comprehend thick jungle like that.
And yeah, that's crazy.
Like I don't think that he buried himself in the ground. I think it was just thick jungle. Well, so whatever. That's just crazy. So where they found this Gigantopithecus is this same area where they see all these Chinese wild man, and they found this cave system that's got like there were a bunch living in there, and it's just crazy to me to think of a smart ape, you know, that is like closer to a human. What if it was actually a human line and we just still didn't identify it as one because we didn't classify it, but they were as smart. And so what if this
but that's interesting because that makes them. We couldn't, like, humans could not have a cave system like that without tools, right? And I'm assuming they don't use tools, or do they? Are they smart enough?
I can't find anything to say that they built the tunnels, you know? So maybe they found a tunnel system. And I can't find anything that says that they use tools, because there's not much on. But there is a cave. You can look up the Gigantopithecus cave.
So were they just spelunking, or did they build the
it does. Were the explorers or the wild men spelunking?
Right. It doesn't seem that wild to like build a tunnel.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep thinking about like so these sightings. What kind of frequency are you talking about? Do people see these guys all the time? And And what are the wild men doing? I mean, what are they doing? Are they just right? I mean,
yeah.
Do they just sit around or like?
Well, it was funny because like one guy said, "We've tried to keep poop samples, but when you put liquid in it, you know, it disintegrates." But the guy said this. He said, "It's like human poop, you know, spiral." And I'm like, "It's only spiral because you let it spiral." So kind of took a notch of credibility away. But at any rate,
I've never seen it. Oh, wait, can you guys clue me in on if I imagine this or not? Is there a dog who has poops that like have like orange rings? Like they look like caterpillars with like orange rings around them? Or did I make that up? Because I swear to God, when I was a kid, one of our neighbors had a dog, and when it would poop, it was like colorful.
Yeah, that could be right, Wade, but I think that's what that had to do with his diet.
Yeah. Okay. He could be eating like if they eat a mixture of things, like not just all the same dog food, like they digest so differently that like Pearl's poop has always got weird striped colors in it. So just saying like
wait, quick update. My friend is still alive. I'm not psychic. He texted me back, so we can all breathe a sigh of relief.
Whew, shout out.
Yep. A lot. Here's, well, whatever. What if there was some species that they thought was extinct that actually survived? They just lived in the thick jungle where they're not looking for Bigfoots, you know, or orangutans. Their wild man looks closer to the thing from Big Trouble in Little China than a human.
Yeah.
So, you know,
what about so the people that have seen them, I'm sure they've worked with a sketch artist or something, like they haul them into the station and say, okay, well, let's get our sketch artist. So you're showing me a picture.
This is one of them, of a statue that they made of.
This is an extra from Planet of the Apes, the Charlton Heston.
Right? It looks like Dr. Zaius.
Yeah, it looks exactly like he's got the white hair and everything.
But this one, yeah, has more yellowish hair. But it looks like a gorilla Bigfoot. But most of the descriptions has red hair and looks closer to the Big Trouble in Little China creature. So there are different descriptions out there.
Okay, but so most of them, so like legitimate claims of sightings, you would think they would skew towards the Big Trouble in Little China. Like that's what they would say they saw. Or would they say they saw like an ape guy?
Well, that's I don't know what the translation is. You know, Bigfoot is our description just because of the foot cast, but yeah. They call it. I mean, it. I think the translation is closer to the Chinese wild man. So, just a you know, wild human that still exists.
But also big, right? Like,
yeah.
Does this tie into like, because we've talked about giants on this podcast? Like, is there any tie into that stuff?
Well, in my head, like, you know, supposedly there's all these stories of giants, right? Whether it be there's giants in the Bible, there's giants, Native American giants. There's this story of these Native Americans that captured a bunch of giants in a cave and burned them. And supposedly they found this cave. And when you look at ancient species, right, a lot of them were bigger. Like all the old animals from different times, there were bigger versions of them. So what I think there could have been. You know, when you look at a house built 200 years ago, all the doors are short. So yeah. There was something that happened that made humans smaller. And so a giant could be 7 feet, and there's 7 feet guys around now, you know? So like, I don't know. I just laugh because everyone's always like, no, giants aren't real. Giants aren't fucking real. And I'm like, what if the thing just, there was just a tribe of 7 foot tall people, like moose is going to be taller than me, whatever.
Well, Scalp, it's about perception, right? So what's a giant to who?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm still hung up on this. Like, I keep writing this down. Like, what? I don't understand what's the point of this? This what? Like, what would they do all day? And is there like, is there a society or is it just like one person? Because
wait, what do you think a bear does all day?
Yeah, but there's a social hierarchy or like a family of bears, right? So they want to eat and they want to mate.
Oh, but if what does
the wild man do? I mean, is it just him? Does he just hang out?
He wants to fucking party hard, dude. Like, he wants to shoot a gun from a helicopter because he's a fucking wild man.
Did I? Yeah, dude. Yeah, man. Hey, wait, did I say this the last episode? I've got family in the Philippines. And I never thought that I'd see them because for most of my life, I couldn't fly. And also, I couldn't fly over water. So that wasn't even on my list to visit anybody in the Philippines. Well, they all have Facebook accounts and they're all doing live video all day. So I get to see slice of life of their life, right? Like, one guy does karaoke all day long.
Yeah, you mentioned the karaoke guy multiple times.
But I watched them. For some reason, they had a live video of them eating dinner. And I always grew up eating with my hands. I would eat rice with my hands. I wouldn't use silverware. And so wild man. Everyone around this table, they live the equivalent of an island without, they don't have much water. They don't have much, all this stuff. And so I was like, oh snap. It was weird to watch them eat dinner because they had a table. The whole thing had a cover on it, and then they just had the food instead of plates. It was all just in the center. So you just reached with your hand, grabbed a bunch and put it in front of you, and then ate with your hands. And I'm like, oh, that seems so wild, man. But I'm like, oh, you know what? They don't have to fucking do dishes. Like, if you don't have that much water.
So I read, I'm sorry to cut you off, but like I read the history of the fork the other day, and because someone was being very xenophobic about the fork. I don't know what this racism was, but they were like, fucking
cancel it. Let's cancel the fork.
The fork, because they were calling someone animals for like not using forks, right? But like, the fork was invented in the Middle East, and it only came to Western culture when the Middle Easterns visited like some fucking queen or whatever. And they were like, we use these like forks. And all the Europeans were like, that's fucking like blasphemy or something. They had some fucking dumb religious reason for not wanting to do it. And now it's like everybody uses forks, but like, I guess my point is like, I don't know, fuck everybody. And like, you can eat how you want to eat. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, you know what I fucking hate doing? Fucking dishes.
Right. Right.
But,
it was done, man.
But how do you wash your hands though? If you don't have water.
Well, I feel like they just have limited water. I feel like they probably have wells.
Do you ever talk to them and be like, hey, I'm your cousin or whatever.
Well, you know what they do all day? They fucking party and do karaoke. Cause like, they live so remotely that there's no work. Like, you don't work. You want food, go fishing. The ocean's right there.
So they have like completely, they're like post society. Like, they're where we're all going to be when this all crumbles.
Yeah. Like
they just didn't buy into any of this shit.
They'll go into the city and then buy supplies for like a couple months and then bring it home. But like, you know, it's all very scarce. So it's weird because they have internet, they're live streaming, but they don't have that much water. And I'm like, oh fuck, dude, that's what's going to happen around the world. Like, who's paying for the, I mean, if any sort, like, picture what happened in Texas, right? It freezes so bad, their power went out. yeah. the water stopped because the power plant stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And like, sure, it's America. I don't know if we helped them out or not, but
probably not.
But I'm like, picture that just happening to a country instead of a state. It's like all of a sudden, it's like, well, we're not going to recover from this. Just, I mean, in the future, I'm not saying climate change or anything like that. I'm just saying that, like, you could see a country, like, just kind of losing their shit.
Yeah, because I mean, they don't have those resources available, right? Like, your family has those resources readily available so they can live that lifestyle. And, I mean, I think that's great.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, Colorado would fare a little bit better than L.A. because, like, we don't have a freshwater source. We could go up to Big Bear maybe. But, like, Colorado's got the Rockies, like, just supplying them with, like, water.
And everybody's got a whole cow or deer in the freezer out back, right?
Well, we I mean, you see, you guys remember growing up here, how many, you remember all the Canadian geese, like thousands, millions of Canadian geese? We could just eat geese all the time. Yeah. Used to eat goose or geese, but, and drink snow runoff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you guys are set. We're fucked.
Yeah, you are.
We're all fighting for like some mosquito water in the bottom of some overturned tire.
Yeah, this is why I'm coming and living in your basement, man. Like, it's going to happen one way or another. Either I wash out of the entertainment industry or the entire world implodes.
We could get geese.
It's all mosquito water out here, dude.
That's it. Old tires.
What's your preferred geese hunting? Would you just grab them by the neck and swing them around your head, or would you try to shoot at them?
No, dude. So listen, have you ever been on a goose hunt before?
No.
So you hunt them with a shotgun, and so you shoot them. You wait for them to take a pretty much like any bird, it fowl,
like a pheasant or something.
Yeah. So you wait till they fly up, and then you shoot them. With geese, so a lot of times they're flying over like in a V pattern, and you shoot them and they fall down.
You just spray them with pellets.
Yeah, exactly. But then the first thing you do is you pick them up by the head and you swing them in a circle, just like exactly like you just said. And
to break their neck, right?
That's where you hear ring in your neck or getting your neck run.
But couldn't you just walk out to the golf course and like grab one and do that? You don't have to wait for them to fly.
You do not need a gun. You could probably, you could kick one in the head.
I mean, it would be fun too, because they're assholes and they come at you.
I would love to do it.
I'll hold a bag open and you try to kick it into the bag.
Yeah. I would kick it so hard though, it would probably like knock you over.
I would kick it in the head, but it would be like trying to hit a mosquito out of the air. Like the head would just bend real hard. I'm fine, motherfucker. I got a long neck.
Fucking goose. Yeah, man. That pumps me up thinking about that.
It would be fun to just go hog wild on these fucking geese. They are the worst.
They're everywhere and they shit everywhere.
That's awful. You can't golf in Colorado because you're just constantly walking through goose poop.
I killed a goose as a kid on for what?
Oh, here we go again. He has killed every fucking animal. I'm sorry. Go on. How did you kill a goose when you were a kid?
You remember those smoking capsticks? They were like the coolest fireworks ever. It wasn't as powerful as an M80, but it was a firework that just had a striker on the top. So you could just strike it on anything and it would light and it would blow up and it was powerful.
Yeah. So it's about like a little bomb. It's not like,
yeah, it's about half the size of a pen, but on one end was like a matchstick thing. So you could just strike it on concrete to light it. And I remember
putting, I don't know this at all.
Oh, it was the cool, outlawed them real quick. I put one into a soda can and it blew up and I heard a whitting. I was like, what was that? And I walked all the way across the cul-de-sac and the pop tab was like stuck into the tree. Oh shit.
Yeah, it could have been your face.
And so I lit one and threw it at a goose in the water. And it thought it was food because everyone's feeding.
Oh, dude. Dude.
And it ate it and it went underwater.
No, it didn't. Is this real? No way. It ate it. Yeah. Come on. This is not you embellishing. It ate it.
Yeah.
Come on.
They eat everything that you throw at them.
Oh, I could put the cat.
I used to throw cigarette butts at them because it was
funny.
You're
a fucking psychopath, dude.
I know. Well, I grew out of it.
That's like a million times better than my smoking capstick story. But I remember them. You'd light them and then they'd smoke for like 20 seconds and then they'd explode.
It was powerful.
They're just like little kid grenades.
And yeah, they're great. I was doing them in the backyard with my dad. Oh, what are they? Smoking capstick? Yeah. So we were doing them in the backyard and I put one in this jar and it blew up and the jar blew up. And I go, Jesus Christ. And I was probably like, I don't know, 10 years old. And my dad kind of looked at me and I didn't do anything. And then we did it again. I don't know why we did it again. Maybe it's a poor memory, but I'm pretty sure we did the exact same thing again and blew up another jar. And I go, Jesus Christ. And my dad said, he just picked everything up and he goes, that's enough. We're going inside.
He goes, because of the blasphemy?
Yeah. He goes, you don't talk that way.
Oh my God. You can fucking have glass shrapnel in your face, but the second that you take our Lord and Savior's name in vain,
right?
That's where I pull the plug. Yeah.
That is over the line.
We're not blowing anything else up today.
Go pick up your fingers and get inside.
Me and my buddy, the guy who I thought was dead until he texted me back, He had a film canister of just gunpowder.
Oh shit!
And they had one of those. I don't know. I don't know if this is prevalent in like a lot of America, but like for some reason, I've been in like two or three houses that have like a built-in sandbox in the backyard where it's just like a sandbox in the corner of the yard, you know, segregated off with like 2x4s or like 1 5/8 by 3 5/8 or whatever.
Yep.
And so we filled this film canister with gunpowder and put it in that sandbox and lit it off. And the explosion was like, it was like Normandy. It was like D-Day. And sand was raining down for like 20 seconds. It was so much that we were like, oh, okay, that's too much. We've done it. We've done too much. A cop drove by like the next couple minutes or whatever. Oh, we God. Just Did had to hide away? Inside. We were in his backyard, so we just hid in his house.
Did you ever blow up those Whistling Petes, put duct tape around them and hammer them and then light those on fire?
Wait, all those time release things like screamers, they have a time release so the gunpowder goes very slow. So you wrap them with duct tape and you hammer the fuck out of them. And when you light it, all the gunpowder goes off at once. So you make a mini.
You mean
bomb.
Hammer them like you're tenderizing meat or something? Yeah. Okay.
So you take away the time release and it all lights at once.
And then what happens?
Dude, it blows up. It is a pipe bomb, dude. It's fucking powerful bomb.
That's what we built. We built a pipe bomb.
Gunpowder is so explosive. I can't. Yeah, it probably was 20 seconds of sand, dude.
Like, it took so. It was like, this is crazy. What have we done? It was insane.
We would do those Whistling Petes in the middle of the cul-de-sac and light them off, and you could look at. Do you remember all of our houses growing up had those big picture windows, like those giant front windows in the house, and you could just see them vibrate. You could see them shake from the those.
Yeah, dude.
One of the best stories I have about 4th of July is because we used to go to Wyoming because fireworks were illegal where we were, but you could go to Wyoming is like an hour away and get like the illicit stuff. And so we bought a box of like. It was just a box and it had like 20 or fucking 50, I don't know, like little rocket tips sticking out of the top of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you would light it and then they would all go off and they would shoot into the sky. But they didn't shoot into the sky. They just shot directly at us. And my grandmas are there like in their fucking lawn chairs we're trying to put on a show for them, and we just got fucking bombarded with like these little rockets.
Like
they all shot directly at us. No, they just shot directly at the house. we should wrap this up. Any final thoughts on the urine?
Yeah, first off, a 2x4, it's 1.5 inches by 3.5 inches. So you lost a whole half inch of wood.
These motherfuckers, this big lumber. I can't believe it.
I that's my thing, is that like I think that there's a chance that there is an offshoot of something closely related to a human that's really smart, that can survive and has survived. And the biggest question is, why haven't we found their bones? And like, I think it's because they could eat their dead, or they could bury them. And animals eat and digest bones too, but I think that they bury their dead, and nobody's out in the jungle digging 6-foot holes. Not that they need to be 6 feet deep, but if you want the spell.
It's kind of like the most intriguing thing we've talked about, just because of the, I'm purely basing it on the woman who had the weird 7-foot child with the big dick.
And yeah, China, like they're not Bigfoot crazy. They're not Chinese wild man crazy, but they just treat it a little more real. And I'm like, well, they haven't found anything, but they're like, yeah, there could be something. So I'm just like, it's weird because we are the sensationalist capitalists, you know, like,
oh, come on. I mean, they also believe that their leader is like never taken a shit. Like, it's very easy to just propagandize these.
Yeah. I mean, like their dictatorship is very, they live a very
sensational. They're sensational as fuck, man. They're way more sensational than we are.
How so? They just exaggerate things.
I just think they live in a weird bubble. They don't have the internet the way that we do, and like everything that they get fed is like from one point of view, and so it's very easy. Like I wouldn't put it past, like we always talk shit about our government. I wouldn't put it past their government to be like, watch out for the wild man. Like he can get you. Like it's Santa Claus or
stay
something.
Inside at night. Don't go outside. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm with you on that. That like you just take advantage of a situation. Hey, there was some weird orangutan that shouldn't have survived. It's the wild man.
Also, let's fuck that orangutan and like see what happens.
Also, there's a really tall government official that was raping everyone. Like, oh, there's a Chinese wild man.
Yeah, they had a weirdo redheaded fucking diplomat that was just going around to all the villages.
Got to get rid of this guy.
I mean, if you have red hair in China, you pretty much are a wild man, right?
Well, I wonder, would they worship you, or would they be like, this is a motherfucker, we got to get him?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be the dude with the red hair.
Well, you don't have much hair, so you're safe.
Yeah.
I'm safe. Willie, you're Filipino, so you're never going to have red hair. Are there red-headed Filipinos? Is that a thing?
I mean, I've seen
any weird freckled Filipino.
I've seen a lion with Down syndrome. Have you seen that? So there's gotta be a red-haired.
I don't know what that means.
I think he's equating red hair gingers to having Down syndrome.
No, I'm just saying like something that you didn't think could happen did.
Walk me through it. Get on the same page.
Hold on. If you haven't seen this guy,
oh my god, that is fucking adorable. What a little cutie.
Kind of not, right? I mean,
he would tear you limb. Like, I'm not being ignorant by saying they're strong, right?
Oh, there are red-haired Chinese people. Yeah, see? Same. I was right.
Okay, so it's like the Down syndrome tiger. There are red-headed Chinese people.
And I'm part Chinese. I have to put that out there.
We're so fucking. If anyone listened to this podcast, we would be done for.
Well, I mean,
it's a good thing we have no listeners.
I remember people posting about how racist they were against Asians. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, it's me.
Oh, how I'm racist saying. We are against. It was one review that we had that said like they hate Asians or something.
Yeah. But I'm like, this is fucking me. I say this.
You're
shit.
Allowed to hate Asians. You're Asian. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you do as a people.
Yeah.
You hate what you are.
Yeah.
I hate white people. Am I going to get canceled? I dare you to try and cancel me. I've got nothing going for me. Go ahead and try it. I'm still going to be living in my apartment all alone. You can't take my cat. All right. Let's wrap it up. Blue, thank you so much for being here. Are you going to stick around and do the bonus episode with us?
Yeah, I can. I don't have closure though on the wild man, just real quick.
On what they're doing? They're fucking foraging and like fucking and, you know, like digging tunnels and going like, you know, like a bear would do.
All right. I like the wild man, the traditional wild man version better. What he shoots guns out of a helicopter.
Well, yeah. Picture a pod of
party, man.
Picture a pod of dolphins, right? Like they're smart, they have fun all day, and they have sex all day.
Yeah, that's a pod of dolphins. You don't have a herd of wild men. It's only one wild man all the time. Yeah, there's multiple wild.
Okay.
It's like the homeless guy. You see the homeless guy, and you're like, I could never do that. How boring would that be, right? Like, I get the situation, but that would be.
The homeless man, listen, I don't want to be all David Henry Thoreau on you, but the homeless man lives more than we do because, like, he's out there all the time.
I love it. No, I get it.
Like, we've got TV and video games and shit like that, and he's out there, like, okay. Where's my next recycled can coming from?
See, if you would have taken that left turn 20 minutes ago and said the wild man is just, you know, the Henry David Thoreau guy, he's enjoying nature. Like, he's... Today he's going to go like hang out in the river and maybe he'll catch a fish and tomorrow he'll probably watch the sunrise. Who knows?
He's everything.
He loves beauty. He loves serenity and beauty and he just wants to be left alone.
I get it because he's never been exposed to like culture or whatever. So he doesn't know. So that's his gig. Like that's his thing.
Yeah. If you gave that dude Twitter, he would be on Twitter all day long. Just going like, I know. Why are you canceling Bette Midler?
I'm wild, man. All right. I'm good. That's good closure for me.
All right. Great. Well, we'll continue this conversation talking about who knows what on our Patreon episode, Real Life More Sci-Fi. Go to patreon.com/lifesci to listen in on that. And thank you for listening. And remember that just because you're paranoid does... Oh, do you want to do plugs? I'm sorry. I skipped over plugs. Any plugs?
Yeah, do your plugs, Blue.
Out of the Blue Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Promotional Products. We're at otbshirts.com. That's OscarTangoBravo.com. We do all your screen printing, embroidery, and promotional stuff. Mobilize your brand.
Wow. Are you going national with this? This is not local anymore. You want all comers.
No, we're going worldwide.
China.
Yeah.
Philippines.
What year was the year you guys did this fucking Super Bowl shirts the night that they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we did AFC Championship and then we did the Super Bowl. That was whenever they won last. What was that?
I know.
15.
It was a long time. 16, I think.
Yeah, 2015-16 season maybe.
That was just such a cool story to see. First off, because it was you, but second off, like just picture them waiting to be like, "Are we making the shirts? Are we making the shirts? Let's go, 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 go!"
Yeah, man, super stressful, super stressful.
Hey, I've been meaning to tell you this forever. Like, send me shirts, dude.
Well, yeah, we print. If we make a mistake or something on a shirt,
that's what I want. Send me all the fucking dumb mistakes. in the large.
Print all over it. We print all over it, inside and out, because
you
we
can.
Try-
you can spare one fucking large that doesn't have that.
All right. Yeah, I should. I should think about
just,
that.
Just collect them all for like months, ooh, and then just send them all to me at dude, once. I'm living in my apartment. I wear the same shirt for months at a time because no one has to come near me. And you know, so it'd be great to have like some shitty shirts that I could cook in, get spaghetti sauce all over, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Save those sizes for Wade, but the rest of them, instead of, I know that you practice printing on them and stuff, but like you could sell used shirts for half price.
You used shirts?
The misprints.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think you get misprint though. Like it's a misprint and the, oh no, you do. You do. I was saying it's
all mean all half price. Who's gonna pay for a shirt with like with like 20 logos all over?
But you
that's
come up,
what I'm saying, yeah.
But you come up with a logo that says, "Oops, we messed up," and so like that's the shirt. It's like, oh, how'd they mess up?
That's kind of cool too. Yeah, that could be like a weird. Yeah, I kind of like that. You could do a new fashion where it's just like random logos, and then oops, we fucked up.
And you could put arrows to point where you messed up.
Well, let's not over. I like clean looks. I don't know if arrows would.
No,
would
I help. Think that's a terrible idea. But I think because everybody's there's so many.
Well, you're not a retailer.
No, and that's why it would probably blow up in a good way, because I think it's a terrible idea. I think it's so dumb, but I think it would really work well, just because I think it's dumb.
Listen, you send them out. You send them out here to your Hollywood friends. We'll get on TV. We'll wear that shit.
dude, all you need is the right hashtag.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being here, Willie. Oh, we didn't do Willie's plugs.
Oh, hey, listen. I think I have like 20 followers on TikTok. Follow me on TikTok. I'm starting to post stuff there. Robotic. I'm Willie Bad Movies on there. There's a picture of me as Motor Michael. I'm a naked guy that's a motorcycle.
Motor that's Michael.
That's my images. Like maybe that's why I'm not getting followers, because of the naked guy sitting on the ground.
Motor Michael.
They think it's like an OnlyFans that just lost its way.
I should probably change it.
I'll plug my TikTok also. It's Wade.Randolph. On TikTok. I haven't posted anything in a while because I'm like, depression has stagnated my creativity, but I'm going to get back to it. Also, speaking of depression, me and Joe Troman from Fall Out Boy have a new podcast out, and it's called I Hate Myself. And we talked to, the first episode's out now. Seth Green is our guest, and we just talked
Radical.
To... We talk to celebrities about depression and like how it's not bad and how you can live with it. And it's kind of fun too, because like, you know, like how when you get in a knife fight and you get a scar, it's cool. Like same thing with emotions. So,
man, you guys should make a commercial. We'll play it on here.
Okay. Yeah. I'll send you the commercial, but, Thanks everyone for listening. Blue, thank you for being here. We'll continue the conversation. Real life, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.